Everybody, boys and girls, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and for some damn reason, I am excited. I am excited. Happy Monday. Happy freaking Monday. Okay, let me just set the table. A good indicator of the validity of a philosophy or understanding comes in its ability to predict. A good indicator of the validity of a philosophy or understanding or process way of thinking is its ability to predict. Today I woke up to the news, Tucker Carlson was fired. Okay, I'm like, cool. You know, number one, he's the number one TV news personality, I think, period, out of everybody. So for Fox News to fire him, we all know it had to be a business reason. A lot of people are speculating it came after the Dominion lawsuit, blah, 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 blah. It could just be money. You know, maybe they don't want to pay him his contract. Maybe they have it set up where he can go someplace else like Rumble or another platform with the Bill O'Reillys and the Glenn Becks. He'll be fine. He has a viewership. They'll follow him. And then I come to find out Don Lemon got fired. Whoa, ho, 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 ho. I don't know about y'all, but this could be a sea change, if that's the right word. Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson getting fired on like the same day? Now, here's where I want to bring in, you know, what I first opened up with, the ability for me to voice my thoughts way before anything goes down. Way before, you know, I really know what's going to happen. And in fact, right now, I really don't even have an idea of what I think is what this all means. I really don't. I'm really still speculating. So this is a test for me, too, to actually come on here and get my thoughts down live, real time, as it happens, if I could say that. Had to tend to my lip. So, okay. First thing, Fox and CNN, rivals, competitive rivals. I don't know if Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson are in the same time slot. But if you ask me, and I could probably do the research, but I probably won't. Don Lemon was probably one of the top shows. Actually, I heard he wasn't. I heard the show was actually tanking. I heard the ratings on the show were going down. And he was having problems. And maybe we saw the breakdown coming because I saw an interview with him and he just with the Republican, you know, possible candidate for president, the guy from Thailand or someplace, one of those places, canceled me. And the dude, you know, he just kept banging on the dude. And he was like, I'm black. Are you going to tell me what it's like to be black? He was just, you know, Don Lemon is Don Lemon. I stopped watching him. Because I know what he's doing. I know he has a viewership. Well, I thought he had a big viewership. You know, I thought, you know, CNN wanted him to be that bombastic and that opinionated and to push that narrative. But I guess I just, you know, we don't know yet. Maybe some of this stuff, you know, I don't want to go into the setup conspiracy. Now, I did this a conspiracy, you know, to keep us down and to keep the public down. But it could be a business conspiracy. Say, look, we're going to make this move. We'll pivot this way. And then they go jump all the way. Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon get their own show. That's what I'm talking about. And they take it to Rumble or someplace. I don't know why I keep saying Rumble like I'm advertising for them. I guess because I like me some Rumble. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I like me some Rumble. But I'm not worried about either two of them. Them two, I'm not worried about them. They're financially, they're set, they're rich. You know, they'll bounce back. They have, hopefully, I know Tucker Carlson has a viewership. I don't know how strong Don Lemon's is, because let's just be real. Black people are homophobic. I don't think black people brought Don Lemon in as being one of us. Actually, I say us. I'm probably not in. So I don't think black people embrace Don Lemon so much. And I'll flat out say it. It's because he gay. And it can't because of his politics. Because God, they're like unabashedly and ridiculously pro-black or pro, I don't want to say woke, because of the different definition woke has now. Woke, now I use the word woke. Woke triggers people. You can't even use the word woke no more. Because woke, black people want to take woke back to the Spike Lee days. I guess whoever, Spike Lee or somebody, the movie. You know, woke just means black people. Being aware of black people. That's all it means. And it, you know, it kind of evolved into what people think it means now. But I thought, you know, Don was doing good. And then I heard on Rumble, Timcast, y'all can hang me. Y'all can hang me for some of these names I'm dropping I watch on Timcast. But I don't care. I don't care how right-wing and racist some of these people look and possibly could be. The way they lay their arguments out, the way they lay down their podcasts or their, you know, news or whatever, their topics or whatever, the way they present them, I think they present it more fairly than pretty much anything I've seen that leans left. And I'm looking. I'm looking. Like I said, I can't watch MSNBC. I wonder what's coming next. Who on MSNBC is going to get fired? I wonder if MSNBC is going to drop. Maybe revenue for everybody's dropping. And the networks are saving money, cutting people's contracts. Like NFL players, cutting free agents. Say, we can't afford you no more, Ben. You got to go, brother. We can't afford to pay your contract and have a decent team around you. You ask them too much. Even if you take a pay cut. So it could be that. It could just be simply business. Or it could even be, they said, hey, what they going to do? You fire him, I fire this one, and we'll go that direction. And maybe it's to say, all right, you do this, you do that. Because I'm sure the bottom line comes first. It's not politics. The bottom line comes first. And they're both in the same business, competitors. And what they're competing is, to get the money. And if they can come together and figure out a way to get the money in a sensational move like this, or have something planned down the line, I ain't mad at them. That's capitalism. That's what, because they playing us like puppets anyway. But this move, I don't know, it got me excited. This move has got me excited. And probably because it's two opposing philosophies, two opposing networks, two bombastic, I don't want to say figureheads of the network, because I really don't know what Carlson's ratings were. And the latest indication I had of Don Lemon's ratings was that they were dropping. They were getting low. In fact, I heard that on Timcast. Timcast was saying that, you know, Don Lemon is struggling right now. Because that's where I saw the conversation between him and the Republican possible presidential candidate. That's where I saw that. And even during that, I ain't gonna lie, Timcast looked like a white racist. Them little white racist people who probably got guns. And look like one of those who might go shoot up a place. There's no doubt about it. But I like the way he presents his arguments and his statements and his ideas. So, things are going on. And I don't know why I'm excited. I don't know why I'm excited, because you know, I've been very critical of CNN, MSNBCs, and not so much Fox News. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm more conservative than I want to believe. Or maybe, well, Fox News doesn't trigger me. Fox News doesn't trigger me the way CNN and MSC does, the left does. And it may be simply because of the way they present their politics. It could be that I don't really care either way, but the way it's presented to me. Maybe the way Fox News just put it out there without whining and begging to me. I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know if that's, you know, the correct statement. I don't even know what I just said was right. Whatever right means. But maybe the way Fox News presents it, maybe unapologetically, not whining, say, oh, y'all need to do this. People need to stop doing that. This is what this person did. And I'm sure they do too. I'm sure they do. I'm sure that they do. It just doesn't hit me the same way. It just, as soon as I turn on MSNBC, I'm like, oh God, I feel like regurgitating. And maybe Fox News doesn't do it as much. Or maybe they're, it may be all in the presentation, because I don't think it's the politics. Because, well, it could be the politics, because some of the stuff on the left says I don't really, it turns my stomach. Some of this woke and allyship and inclusion and DEI, all that stuff, it just turns my stomach. And the commercials, I haven't checked the commercials on Fox News. In fact, no, I think the commercial on Fox News, they had a pillow guy, pure white guy. I was happy to see him. Hey, finally some white people. No, I'm playing kind of, but, and I went to the Walmart in Burbank yesterday. Big mural, as soon as you walk in the door, black people, an Asian or Hispanic person, big, that's a big mural of LA and different sites in LA, but the prominent characters or people on there were cartoon, black and Hispanic. Dude, if you look real close, walking out the store way, real small, was what looked like could have been white people. It's just too much. It's too much. And maybe I'm hypersensitive to it, seeing it where it's not. And if I am, I'm not the only one. If I am, I'm not the only one. Because that's one thing about the left. They're on attack mode. That's what their politics is mostly pointing out what somebody is doing wrong. It's not even building on their own. It's going out policing, to me. It seems like they're going out and doing more policing of what people may or may not be doing right, instead of developing a philosophy or an idea or a mechanism that can bring all of us out of that. That's where I'd be concentrating on. I wouldn't even be talking about what other people said. I mean, I would talk about it, but it wouldn't be my focus. My focus would be, and just like what I'm doing on Jeffrey TV, is to bring myself up to a point as an example that's above all the rhetoric and noise that you hear. But I'm human. It's fun to get involved in it. It may be impossible not to. Sometimes being triggered gives me motivation that I probably couldn't find other places. So I'm human and I'm part of it. There's no way that I can go completely out of it. I can go above it, but I'll never be completely out of it, because I'm in it with all y'all. We all in it together. Just different degrees in which the noise and the rhetoric and the advertising triggers that are shot at us affect us. And I got mine. I sure got mine. And I'm sure everybody has theirs. So it's like the left, they don't have a candidate. They're talking about Biden. I guess with Biden being president, I guess the traditional politics would be to wait to see if the president announces if he's going to run or not, and just to get completely back behind him and to support him and not to have an opposing candidate. Even though there may be one out there much better suited. And maybe even, hey, we'll concede this one. We'll let Trump beat Biden. And then we'll prepare for in 4 more years, 5, 6 more years to get a viable candidate. Because I don't think, from what I see, and it's only from what I see or don't see, which is more than likely not the most accurate picture of what's going on, that I don't see nobody out there. Nobody's stunning. And to me, they almost should be like, they come up from, not the grassroots, but their personality and whatever, should just come up, quote unquote, naturally. But then again, probably just like Obama, it's orchestrated. I think it starts with them giving the Democratic keynote speech at the convention. And that kind of brings them out, makes them aware, makes people aware of them. And then from there, they go on. Because one year, I saw Harold Ford give it. And he had me inspired. And I was like, whoa, this cat, this dude. And it looked like they was putting him in place to be that guy. But he just fell off for whatever reason. And I think Obama gave it 1 year. You know, he got to set the plate, set the table for him. So, and I say all that just to highlight the point of positive error correcting, or positive fixing the situation positively versus being detrimental. Hey, my mother got them. I planted those plants in my mother's house years ago. They're still there too. So it's exciting to me. It could be a sea change. This could be a good shift in humanity, or it could be another marketing ploy. Who knows? Who knows? Or maybe CNN just took advantage of it. Say, hey, let's get Don out of here. But we'll find out as news comes out, why it was done, how it was done. We'll talk about it. And it said, I guess the tweets that came out was Don Lemon said he was fired. So, and then Tucker Carlson, you know, nothing, I don't think anything is out yet. And sure enough, I went to Facebook after I heard Tucker Carlson got fired. I Googled Tucker Carlson. You know, I checked a few sites to see if the news was quote unquote legitimate, or at least, you know, more than one source reported it. And then I went to Facebook. First post I see, first post I see is from the person who I thought would rah-rah the most. It's almost like Facebook algorithm is perfect. If this had anything to do with programming or algorithm, Facebook, they nailed this one. But the first post that came up in my feed was from the person who I thought would be cheering the most about Tucker Carlson. And I went to her, you know, to see the comments there, and come to find out Don Lemon got fired too. And that's when, it's the beauty of it. It's just the beauty of being human right now, navigating the noise. Like Littlefinger said in Game of Thrones, chaos is a ladder. I guess my skills and abilities and capabilities and understandings, blah, 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 had me set up to navigate and maybe not thrive in this kind of environment, but I'm definitely excited about it. When things get kind of chaotic, just like when P-Funk, when things get kind of messy and crazy on stage, musically disjointed for a second or two, that's when I'll go, whoa, I like that. You know, of course, then they lay back in that groove and takes me to a whole different, another level and place, but. So, I'm excited. What do I think happened? What do I think is gonna happen? I think I kind of laid it out. That it could be a conspiracy, not a conspiracy, but a collaboration or some kind of cooperative effort between the two. To say, look, you know, we'll do this, you do that. This is how we play this. Or it could have been CNN and said, well, they got rid of Carlson. Let's use that in no ways. and get rid of Don under that and see what happens. And just make a big splash. And the big splash is going to be exciting. The big splash is exciting to see where these two networks are going to go now. Because CNN and Fox were always my one and two. MSNBC, they were just way too far to not even consider them. Even though they were first. MSNBC was first way back. Way, way, way back when cable news or whatever. Soledad O'Brien. I used to love watching MSNBC. They already had it set up. You know, the news desk, the lighting. Just, you know, the whole idea of getting your news that way. And Soledad O'Brien, you know, she's kind of cute when I was young. Girl. Not that it had anything to do with it. Okay, it had something to do with it. That had something to do with it. But it was good to watch her and see her present the news that way. And I liked her style. But MSNBC was first. So, we'll see how this goes. It could be a change. Maybe this could be the change that we're looking for in news and broadcasting. And not being so partisan and antagonistic. Maybe getting away from that guttural news, that triggering news. This could be it. But we'll see. And this is what, you know, I'm putting this out here right now. I see people responding to the few comments I've made, which is benign, very benign comments. I think on one post I said, he'll be all right if he doesn't do better. And then on the other one, I was like, whoa, you know, Don Lemon. So I didn't really say anything yet because I don't know anything to say. I'm saying it here right now. I don't know where we're going with this. And I like that. I like this moment. So I kind of laid it out. As the day goes on, when I get more information, I'm sure I'll post more because I do like the idea of trying to predict something just to test the validity of what I'm thinking. And it'd be nice to brag about it, let's be honest. It'd be nice to say, hey, I told you. So we'll see about that, huh? We'll do that. Anyways, swinging on y'all two times. For me and for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. A theory of universe. An hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.